Okay, can y'all hear me now? Give me a thumbs up with the reactions. Yay! Okay. I don't know what happened. My microphone just stopped working for a minute, but I am back. Okay, I'm going to change my name here so you all can see who I am. This is Coach Christy. Okay, rename. And we have the amazing Coach Shannon in the chat tonight, y'all. She is going to be talking to you in all caps. She is not yelling at you. That's just so you guys know that she is the coach who is responding. So if you have questions, you can put them in the chat. Or if you have something very specific, she will also be answering questions in the Q&A. Okay, y'all, this is the Getting Back to School Ready special coaching call. This is an open coaching call. We will be here until 7 p.m. Central Time. So if you are a parent of a school-aged child, if you are a teacher headed back to school, and or if you are an empty nester, this call is for you. Now, that is not to say if you do not fit in one of those categories that you can't listen and find some benefit to this call. But I am particularly excited to be doing this call with you guys because I fit into all of those categories at different points in my life. I have two kids. They are almost grown. My youngest is getting ready to go off to college. My oldest is 21 and is a senior at Florida State. Go Noles. And then my daughter Emma is going to Texas State University in the fall in just a couple. Actually, oh my gosh, what am I saying? In the fall. Y'all, she's leaving in like 5 days. So I'm going to do my best to keep my tears in check. I do not want to be a blubbering mess with y'all. That would not be helpful, but I have all the feelings about that. So, I am getting ready to be an empty nester. I spent many, many years being a, mom to kids going to school, and my kids, were military. So they have started at so many different schools. My youngest daughter, Emma, has gone to 8 different schools in her lifetime. My older son, Jack, has been to 9 different schools, 3 different high schools. So we had a lot of challenges just the beginning of every school year, like I'm sure many of y'all do too. I also was a teacher. So in my former life before NoBS and before I was a stay-at-home mom with my kiddos, I taught middle school. I taught special needs kids. And so I have been in all the categories of the people that are going to be getting coached tonight. Okay, so let's just talk real briefly about how this is going to work. Tonight is open coaching. Okay, so if you are a teacher, if you are a parent of school-aged children that are heading back to school, if you are getting ready to be an empty nester, or if you are an empty nester, and you are this maybe your first year not sending someone back to school, this is your chance to get coached. So I want you to go ahead and raise your hand. This is open coaching. On our normal life coaching calls, which are Tuesday night calls, we have pre-selected, but this is your chance to get coached. So I am looking to see who would like to raise their hand and get coached. I see one, April. All right. I see April, Dawn, Leilani, Kate, Paula. Okay. We've got a lot of hands raised already. So I'm just going to take the first one that came up. Just as a reminder, if you would love to get coached, please make sure that you're somewhere that you have good internet and good audio and you are sitting down. Because it's really hard for me to coach when people are moving around. Okay, let me make sure that I have said everything that I was supposed to say. Yes, I introduced myself. I told you Coach Shannon was in the chat. I wish I did more live coaching calls because I feel like every month that I do one, it's like reinventing the wheel. Y'all, it's getting ready to rain here in Texas, so you might want to make sure. I think hell has frozen over. I am just praying that my internet knows how to act when it rains, because it hasn't rained in Texas in weeks and weeks and weeks. Do I have any other Texas peeps that can attest to this? It's hot. It's hot. Okay. Let's see. April, I am going to pull you right up and let's just get going, y'all. Let's do some coaching. Here we go. Let me see. April, I am trying to pull you up. Come on, Zoom. Work with me now. Work with me. All right, there we go. Promote to panelist. Thank y'all for being here tonight. I'm so excited. Tuesday night, school's getting ready to start, and you guys have decided to prioritize and set up this school year to be successful by coming to this coaching call. So we've got April is coming on stage. Not really on stage. That would be interesting, though, if it was a stage, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Hi, April. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, okay, what are we coaching on?
Yep, I have a 7.5-year-old and she's going back to school in the fall. And it's kind of a broader question, but it's school is sparking it. So I have been really, I grew up heavy. I'm like everybody else here, went to Weight Watchers and, 9 years old, and I'm changing them. Like, we're not going to go there with her. Right. So we've been really focusing on, doable hunger and are you hungry? And she's doing a great job at that. And we're not doing any kind of, you can't have kind of things. Like, it's kind of, she does a really good job of stopping through a halfway of a bite of a cookie, God bless her, and she's fine. The issue I'm struggling a little bit with is that we went from a pretty healthy palate to like fruits and vegetables and protein to the typical, like, if we could live on goldfish and bagels, she would. And we're going back to school and I'm like struggling with what to send her because we're having that issue. And what I'm trying, of course, everybody's advice is this. Oh, tell her when she has her vegetables that she can have her ice cream or her goldfish. And it just kind of goes against everything that we're talking about here and how we kind of, listen to our bodies. And I don't want her full with all that stuff. And then say, well, I'll shove all that in my mouth really quick and then I can have my treat. So I was just curious if you had any thoughts or any coaching on, I'm trying to keep my panic down to a minimum of like not giving her a horrible eating disorder kind of stuff, but just really like using this model for our kids and still trying to, they still have to, they have to have vitamins. So that's right. Where I'm like, that's my struggle. So I'm like looking at next year already, like, I have no idea what I'm going to pack her. And so that's kind of where I'm at. My head is kind of spinning and all that. So.
Okay. What does your instinct tell you to do? April?
My instinct tells me to just continue to show her good foods. Like, we go shopping together and let her figure it out. It just kind of threw me off this summer that she went right into, just not eating any of the foods that we would consider, and the good, better, best, the best foods. So my instinct is to continue to let her drive that. But I'm nervous that I'm going to move her palate into something that's like no longer exploring, if that makes sense. That's where I feel like we got in a little rut.
Okay. All right. So what is the reason that you're not trusting your instinct?
Well, because everybody tells you your kids need fruit and vegetables and protein.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Her doctor.
So you are. Right. So you are doubting your own instinct because of what other people are saying. Yeah. I would imagine this is probably not the first time that you've experienced this, right? We all do this in our own weight loss journey, right? We tell people how we're losing weight and they're like, what? Like, what about keto? You should not be eating that many carbs. Everybody has an opinion about that, right?
Yeah.
And we as mamas especially, right? We are always, it is normal for us to second guess our instinct. Okay. So let's just bring the temperature down a little bit about her current palate. Okay. So if we use the four M's with this, right? Everybody know what the four N's are? Give me a thumbs up if you know what I'm talking about when I say the four N's. You got a thumbs up? Okay. At least April, the one I'm coaching, knows about four N's. Okay. I see lots of thumbs up. If you don't know about the four N's, okay, maybe Coach Shannon, if you want to put the link into the quick hit for the four N's. But it's basically a way to, it bridges the gap between your original think, feel, do cycle and your ultimate think, feel, do cycle. There's like this, we use the four N's as to sort of bridge the gap. Okay. So what would you notice? What are you noticing about your daughter's palate right now? That would be the notice is the first N, y'all.
I noticed that, it's heavier in the good foods and not the best foods.
Okay. I've noticed that if I was categorizing my daughter's food, She is enjoying more good foods now than better and best foods. Good job. Okay. Now normalize that for me. How is it normal that she's doing that right now?
It's normal for kids to go in and out of their food choices and normal for a parent to worry about it.
Yes. Beautiful. Oh my God. You're so good at this. Are you sure you're not an expert at the point?
No.
All right. Now I want you, this is the one that's most tricky for a lot of parents, right? Or I'm sorry, a lot of no BS women. Neutralizing can be a little bit challenging. So I'm going to give you a little brief explanation of what neutralizing means, and then I'm going to let you try it. Okay?
Okay.
Neutralizing, just give me the facts, no judgment, no adjectives, just the facts of what is happening with your daughter's palate.
My daughter would rather have, is choosing to have bagels instead of carrots right now.
Okay. My daughter eats bagels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Straight.
That's a fact, right? What else does she eat?
Right now, bagels, goldfish, bread, mm-hmm. and takes out the pieces of the sandwich, the protein.
Okay. My daughter eats bread. My daughter eats bagels. My daughter eats goldfish. What else does she eat?
I mean, she does eat like dinner, most dinners that I cook, not willingly.
Which include
spaghetti. She loves spaghetti buttered noodles.
Okay.
Yesterday we had spaghetti and noodles, and she just ate the noodles, but she ate the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. My daughter eats ice cream.
She eats strawberries.
Oh, my daughter eats strawberries. Which category would those go in?
Those would be in the best.
Okay. So do you see how just a little bit of me trying to neutralize what your daughter actually eats, right? Excuse me. Our brain wants to go to, oh my gosh, she's eating more of these foods, right? But the truth of the matter is, she likes a variety of foods, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right now, she seems to be very like exploratory of the good foods.
Yes.
Right.
That would be a
okay.
fair statement. Yes.
That would be a fair statement. Okay. So that's what neutralizing does, you guys. When we neutralize our thoughts or a situation or a circumstance, neutralizing helps us see the real picture. It takes the drama out of it. It lets us see things that our brain, when it's in the drama, and I think you said spinning earlier, right? It helps us see the truth of the picture. Okay. So remember that you said, I noticed my daughter's palate has changed. What is your next best thought about that? This would be the last N, y'all, just in case you're keeping track of four N's. This is number four. Next best thought.
My daughter's choosing food she likes.
My daughter's learning to choose food she likes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. Now, that's the first part. Tell me how you're feeling. How is this landing with you right now?
You know, I get it because that's where I'm at now because of no BS, right? And I get that. And I get that you go through that space where you want just the ice cream and you don't want the strawberries, you don't want the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
So it does feel better. It's, you know, that mom in you that's just like, you know, come on, you got to eat the fruits and the vegetables. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that that's not like if we could do a four ends on that, right? We could do a four ends on your desire for her to eat vegetables, right? And where that comes from, right? Because you're concerned about her physical nutrition and things like that, right? And you're also trying to balance it without exposing her to diet trauma, right?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me what you can do to balance those things. How can you talk? She's 7.5, right?
Oh, yep,
the best age, y'all. 7.5. They still love you at 7.5, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me how you can influence. How can you influence her choices so they are balanced without telling her you can't have? Tell me what you can do.
What I've been doing is we bought put a bunch of stuff on the refrigerator that shows. We call it good, better, best, but the things go, the whoa foods, the slow foods and the whoa foods. And we go through and we talk about it. When she eats it, I ask her if she knows which one that is. So we're working through through that. And I'm hoping mm-hmm. What I can do is continue to give her the options of those foods. So if we're having mm-hmm. spaghetti, you know, be excited that if she eats the broccoli, but she doesn't eat the meat, mm-hmm. at least she's got the vegetables. And so continue to offer them to her. I can do that or say, hey, you get two snacks today. Let's try to make sure that one of them is in the go foods and another mm-hmm. one can be in the whole foods or slow foods.
I think that's great. I think that's really great, April. And the last piece of advice I want to give you is when we're talking to our kids about nutrition and things like that, we really want to make sure that we're talking about it from a place of the needs of our body.
Yes.
And one of the things that I think is really helpful is if you teach them to think about their bodies as like outside of them and something that they're responsible of taking care of. Got like it. A dog or a, oh, well, I don't okay. know if we should describe our bodies no, as a dog, a but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like dog, I'm right. I am the caretaker of my body. Right. And so I need to really covet it and I really need to protect it and I need to give it what it needs mm-hmm. because what does my body do for me? Like my body supports me. My body helps me run fast. My body helps me think. My body helps me do these things. And so then I have to take care of it because it takes care of me.
Like
so
that.
If okay. If you're kind of explaining it from that perspective, mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that will help her okay. look at, keep the perspective of I'm doing this for me. I'm choosing these foods for my body. It's not because there's rules, got right? It. I'm sure. giving my body what it needs. And frankly, y'all, that's how we all should be thinking about it for that matter. I mean, let's, yeah. you know, seven and a half year olds aside, right? Mm-hmm. We should all be thinking about our food choices as if we're taking care of the only body that we get. I mean, that's cliche, mm-hmm. right? You only get one body, right? I mean, but that's the truth, okay. right? So really allowing her to see that, hey, you know, we want to take really good care of our bodies because it does all of these amazing things for us. And it's just ask, it doesn't have a mouth to tell us what it needs. So we just okay. need to take care yeah. of it.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Helping her.
Yeah. So and two things.
I want her to control it, right? Like, so that's
well, right.
You know what I mean? Like, that with boundaries, yeah. but. That's
well, and I'm just going to state the obvious too. I mean, have options, you know, obviously yeah. you want to have yeah. options for her, right? We
She's
just don't want to have bagels
all day long. I mean,
exactly. And I just mean have good foods, good and better and best, have them all available to her. Right. Okay. And so I think what we should do is just bring down the temperature of the freak out, Nick. Part of this, right?
Right.
Stop freaking out about what she's choosing. It makes sense. When you watch this call back, go back through those four ends. It makes yep. sense that she's exploring her foods right now. This is the yeah. time that they do that, right? Yeah. This is the time, this is the age, right about like right before, you know, later elementary school into middle school is where we start letting our kids have more decisions about what they choose to eat and things like that. So it's normal for them to gravitate toward, you know, the foods that are a party in their mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And that's, so what you can do as her mama is just influence and talk to her about taking care of our body sure. and just finding a good balance.
Okay. Very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're so welcome. It was so great to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to put you back down.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Great call. I love that. You know, so many of us, me included, you know, my kids were probably teenage years when I joined No BS, and man, I wish I could go back and undo a lot of the habits that I taught them because of what I've learned at No BS. I wish I could go back and undo some of those. So I love to see my young mamas on here that are doing it right from the beginning. So great job. Okay, Dawn, once again, gals, just a reminder, we are coaching parents with school-age kids headed back to school, teachers, or empty nesters. All right, Dawn, I am going to promote you to panelist. And I'm going to apologize in advance, y'all. Okay. Hi, Dawn.
Hello. Thank you for being here tonight. I am good. This call is like unexpected and perfect timing. So
nice.
It was meant to be. Thank you.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. I fall into the category of teacher. I'm actually on the child study team, so I'll be going back September 1. I'm honestly having sort of the best summer ever. It's first summer in a while I haven't worked. I had some medical stuff I had to deal with, and it was a super stressful spring. So the summer itself has been wonderful. But the, I guess, coaching thing is twofold. One, I have gained back. I lost about 50 pounds, gained back about half. And I was like, I've been doing the head work. I'm not shaming myself, you know, like I'm not thrilled, but you know, I'm okay. But this summer was going to be, I'm going to get back on track kind of mindset. And I have not, you know, I have not lost as far as that being my judge. I've gained a tiny bit more through the summer back. So then the fear of going back to school without being in the groove. And, you know, I don't want to continue that path of gaining. And also I've been so grateful for the mindset and the kind of the serenity I've had this summer, and to not lose that when I go back to school. You know, generally speaking, and also because this will be my tenure year, I don't know if they have tenure in Texas, but I have a little PTSD. I haven't gotten tenure in my past two districts because I've been too strong of an advocate, shall we say, and the administrators didn't agree with my wanting to help kids, you know, short story, and I probably didn't go about it in the most professional way either. You know, so this is also that year, you know, that it's going to be I'm rehired and have tenure or I'm not.
So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Dawn, about being able to lose weight this school year?
I know I have the tools, and I know that I've done it before, so I can do it again. But the part that's tripping me up is it's easier during the summer. You know, how are you going to do it when you're more stressed if you didn't do it over the summer? That's the shitty thought.
Right. I love how the first thoughts you gave me were so positive and like, I know I can do it. And then I would be like, boom, end of coaching call. Think those thoughts. Right. Let's go.
Well, because like that's progress that I have those even, you know, like that's like, thanks to no BS, I even have that thought. So I wanted to let you know it's in there.
Perfect. Perfect. So this is just, you already know the thoughts to think, because listen, I was going to do like some talking points in the beginning in case it took a while for y'all to raise your hands. But then I remembered these were teachers. Teachers have no problem talking, right? Like we are good. We are good at that. So I'm glad to be coaching right away. But one of my talking points, my first thing that I was going to talk about, if you want to set yourself up for success, and this is parents, this is empty nesters, everything. This is anybody who came to this call hoping to have what they needed to have a baller year this year. The number one tool that I can give you is your mindset. How are you describing the beginning of this year? What is the dialogue that you are using to describe this year? The best way to do that, what's the best way to do that, y'all? The best journal. Way to find out the dot. Yes, ma'am. Right. I want to hear journal, journal, journal. What are my worries? What are my thoughts? What do I think is going to be terrible? You want all of that stuff to come out. And it did finally in the second part of your answer, right? Here's where your worries were. Well, it's, you know, it's going to be harder to lose weight once we get back to work. I mean, the summer was just like, whoo, and I still couldn't do it. So now it's just going to be like impossible. If I couldn't even do it when I had all this free time, how the hell am I supposed to do it when I get busy? And did you know it's also my tenure year and I've screwed that up so many times. So, I mean, I'm going to have to deal with that and lose weight. It's just ridiculous. Right?
Bingo.
That's the real, yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying in your mind, right? The first couple of thoughts you gave me, they were like, very like, well, I know I can do it. I mean, I have the tools. I've done it before. And then comes, and I know it's going to be really, you know, that's the louder voice. Okay. So what is the answer? What is the answer, Dawn? Tell me what the answer is for you.
Well, I mean, planning, I don't go back till September 1. So, well, journaling for sure, to be honest with myself about all those shitty thoughts and not just saying, oh, and, you know, gloss over them. And then I'm trying to just practical things too, like put things in place. Like, I'm not going to work a 10, 12 hour day. I'm going to take a lunch break, you know, like trying to structure my day for success.
So do you see what you're doing here? So you're giving me due line stuff, which is amazing, right? This is amazing. You're already thinking, here's what I can do to make this year amazing and the best. Here's what I can do to make weight loss possible while I'm in the midst of the school year. That's what you're doing. You just gave me due line things, journal, don't work 10 to 12 hour days, covet my personal time and my self-care time. I already forgot the second one you said, and it was so good. But anyway, whatever
it was. Take a lunch break. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Those, and I would imagine there's other things too, right? Those are due line things. But it's coming from the thought of, I can figure out how to manage weight loss and my work life.
Yeah, I can figure it out. I don't know that it currently is, though. I think it is coming from more the, what am I going to do so I don't, like, I think it's more journaling first, because as we're talking, it's still coming from the frenzy. Like, I can put that, because, and that's why I'm not sticking to it even this summer, because I'm in that spiral mode instead of, you know, getting shitty stuff out and then moving on from there. I'm trying to gloss over it, I guess.
And that's great. I want you to get the old shitties out for sure. It's like popping a zit, right? Like, you just got to get it out. Right. And then I know that's gross, y'all, but that's an analogy I use all the time. I am so sorry to all my private clients because I talk about it. Just pop the zit, just get it out. Right. And then just like zit, sometimes it'll come back again. You don't have to squeeze it again. Right. Like, you may have to revisit this several times. Right. But don't discount the due line actions that you've already come up with. They are valid. They are valid just because you're describing them coming from a frenzy. Like a desperation, right? They could also, your due line could also come from a place of, I've got this. I know exactly how to get weight loss and manage my work life. That could be your thought, which leads to a feeling of confidence, which then leads to a due line of making sure I get my water in and doing this, making sure I have a strong morning routine, making sure that I go to bed on time. List out all of the things that you can do to make weight loss easy and doable. Maybe I'm going to become a bottom line bitch for the first couple of months of school. Maybe I'm going to use that 24-hour bottom line plan that Corinne developed for us. That, if y'all don't know, if you have not seen it, it is in the doable 24-hour deep dive planning course that we're doing right now. Coach Shannon could maybe grab the link and put it in there for you guys. It is a one-page plan that is simple, that doesn't have all those questions and all that stuff. It's like, what are you going to eat? What's going to get in your way? I even think there's one question for assessment. It's like very simple, right? So if you spent, Dawn, if you spent as much time working on and thinking about how I could make this year successful, if you spent more time doing that and less time thinking about how you screwed up the summer and how it's going to be hard, which line of thinking is going to get you results?
Yeah, no doubt. The first, right?
So that's it. That's it. Yeah. Stop wasting your mental energy on the summer. Just what can I do now? What can I do now to set myself up for success? How can I make weight loss easy? How can I make no BS fit into my life the way it is? Right?
Right.
I think I cut you off, which I do a lot.
No, I'm just thinking as you're talking, like, the other, I think, lingering thought is, I haven't lost weight since I was working remotely for COVID. Like, that's when I first joined. I dropped it, not easy, but relatively. I mean, because it was the only thing I was focusing on. And I maintained for a year plus, and then it started going up. So, I have to get some thoughts that I can, like, actually believe, because I don't know that I'm there, that I can do this, you know, in the real world, so to speak, not on lockdown when I was home every day and I had all the time in the world.
what if actually, let me just offer you this, Dawn. Okay. What if actually going to back to work is going to make weight loss easier for you? I mean, I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying.
No, but yeah.
Why couldn't that also be a possibility?
Only because it's never been that way before.
But what if it is this year?
Yeah.
What if you've gained so many skills and it's done so much work? You told me at the beginning of your answer, I have the skills. Right. What if all this time that you've been in no BS, you have more skills now than you ever had before?
100%.
What if going back to work is going to be just what you need to get back into a routine and weight loss? I mean, we could practice that thought every day.
That is a brand new 53-year-old, first time ever way of thinking. That seems far more helpful than what I'm doing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Dawn, I want you to come back at the end of the school year and I want you to tag me on Facebook and tell me how much weight you lost and how your tenure went.
Oh, thank you.
Because I have a feeling, I have a feeling that this is going to be your school year.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice to meet you. Bye. Oh my gosh, y'all. Mindset, mindset, mindset. How are you describing the beginning of the school year? That's where success starts. So many of us want to just go to that due line. We just want to go to the due line. But that due line is not going to be possible if your mindset or your thoughts about the beginning of the school year suck. Okay. All right. Leilani. Oh, I like your name. I'm pulling you up. Y'all, please, just a reminder, if you're just coming in, this coaching call is open coaching. Raise your hand. We've got about a half an hour left. This is for teachers, parents with school age kids, or empty nesters. All right, Leilani, promoting you right now. Dawn's getting all the love in the chat. I love how supportive we all are. All right, Leilani. I have to write down y'all's name because I forget. I'm like, who am I talking to again? Hi, Leilani.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you brilliantly.
Okay, fantastic.
What are we coaching on?
So school and my son and me. So kind of.
Is that all? Just school, my son and me? That's it. Okay.
Okay. So my son last year, my son this year is 17. He's going into his senior year. Last junior, he ended up failing four classes. He was late and skipped school. We had some behavioral issues that triggered anxiety and depression. I feel like I'm in survival mode. I stopped partway through, I stopped doing some of the basics right around March-ish. I stopped doing basics. I ended up gaining 25 pounds over that time to now. And I pretty much have kind of shut down, and that's kind of my normal go-to when things happen. Over the summer, we had to switch school because of his attendance. He failed that summer school at this new school, and we've still got some behavior issues. So going forward, I'm scared that he is going to still have issues. We still have a new school, you know, that he didn't really meet any of the kids much. And if he does not pass his classes, he will not graduate. My questions for you are, how do I not internalize this and not grasp? I find that I grasp for control, and I need to let this be that I can't control him. Like we did all the things, consequences, reward system, begging, pleading, screaming, yelling, the whole kin caboodle. How do I let go of that control and accept where he's at and accept that he's truly in the cart or the driver's seat, And then because I haven't been doing the basics, how do I kind of get back onto it? So I am going through the planning deep dive. I'm only doing that top part. I mean, I was really good with all of my basics prior to all of this.
Okay. So I just want to say that I see you. This age of our children, this 15, 16, 17, those late teenage years, when all of us as parents get in situations where we have to start letting our kids have autonomy over their own lives, is a transition, right?
Yeah.
So I love the thoughts that you said you had that we've done all the things. I've done everything that I know how to do as a parent. I've utilized all the resources that we have available. Those are the thoughts that are going to help you let go.
Okay.
Reminding yourself that you have set him up for the success that he can have, but now it's his turn to grab it.
Okay. Yeah.
This is for all the mamas out there. And I'm, you know, y'all listen, I am with you, Leilani, right? Letting our kids make mistakes can be gut-wrenching for us, especially when we feel like their mistakes are catastrophic.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the exercises that may be helpful for you, go down the rabbit hole of the worst case scenario and how you would show up for him in that worst case scenario. And that second part is really important. Okay. Go down the rabbit hole of what the worst case scenario is with your son, but then include how you will show up for him if that happens.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Kind of worst case would overall be that he doesn't graduate, has no desire, ends up with a job that he can't support himself on, or just doesn't, or just decides not to get a job. I mean, he's been really great so far. Like, he's had a job pretty much consistently. He's jumped a few jobs, but he's had it pretty much consistently since December and all, but that he wouldn't be able to support himself on his own, and he will live with us forever.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Are you willing to let that happen?
No.
Okay. So you have a boundary, right? You have a boundary that you will communicate that are you married?
Yes.
Okay. So you and your husband will decide, or your wife will decide, whatever that boundary is for him, you will communicate it to him, and then he will endure the consequences of his choices at that point. Right. But that rabbit hole of worst case scenario, he doesn't graduate, right? Here's how I will show up for him in those moments. Setting a boundary counts as how you will show up for him. Gotcha. That is also something we do for our kids, not to our kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. How is all that landing with you? Is that bringing the temperature down for your current situation with him?
A little bit.
Good.
I'm worried about him graduating, but I'm also worried that I love my child, but it's been hell.
Yeah.
And I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, it's been hell for the past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been challenging, right? Having to show up, but I want you to see that your responsibility now is going to change just a little bit. We all get to that point where we just let go a little bit of it, and then we can get some relief knowing that we have prepared him the best that we could. So those thoughts that we talked about earlier about, I've done everything I could, I'm here for him as a resource, it's now his turn to grab what he needs. Gotcha. And these choices will be his. Okay. So that's how you will continue to get some relief from that. Mama, you've done a great job. You will continue to be a soft place for him to land and support him, but it's going to be a little bit of turning over of his responsibility. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Now let's talk a little bit about the weight loss piece.
Yes.
It's interesting to me that you said earlier, and I'm pointing it out, and I say interesting because you're not the only one. I've heard this a million times. Okay. You feel like you're just scrambling for control. Yes. And then the one thing we can control, we let go of.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's like, what is that Alanis Morissette song? Isn't it ironic? Okay. That is the one thing we can control is our thoughts and showing up for ourselves in our own journey, right? But here's all that's happening. Here's all that's happening with you, Leilani. You have a thought that because you are pouring yourself so much into him and his struggles, that you have nothing left for yourself, that doing the basics and the planning and all that stuff isn't even possible right now because I'm working so much on that, right? So what I want you to just see is go to work on your thoughts around your son's situation based on our previous conversation and see what happens with your planning. See what happens with your basics, okay? My guess is when we relieve some of that overwhelm and spiraling, the basics will become more available to you. Because right now, what I see you doing is just trying to focus on the do line, right? We're just focusing on, let me just start making a plan. Let me just start doing these things. But we're not addressing the reason those are hard to begin with. Okay. So I just want to applaud you for recognizing what has made doing the four basics challenging for you. And that is the issues that you're having with your son. So let's go to work on those and our thoughts around that. And let's get those straight. And then let's see what happens to our basics.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm sending you a big hug, Mama.
Thank you.
He's lucky to have you. And you can tell him that every day. All right, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, y'all, that just tugs on my mama heart. My mama heart. These damn kids. Why do we ever have kids? I think it was a bad idea. They just break our hearts and then they leave us. Where's my empty nesters? Kim Hill, are you an empty nester? Let's see. No, actually, I don't really want to coach any empty nesters. No, I'm just kidding. I do want to coach an empty nester, but I might be in the pool with y'all. All right, Kim, I'm pulling you up. What, we got 15 more minutes, y'all. Let's see what Kim's got going on. Oh, why? Come on, Zoom. All right, Kim. I'm not even looking at what's going on in the chat. Oh, look, Leilani, you're getting so many hugs. You are not alone. I love it. All right. Uh-oh. I lost Kim. All right, Shelly. Oh, no, there's Kim. She's coming on. I was about to preempt you, Kim. Look at that cute picture, y'all. You're muted, Kim, so I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Can you hear me okay? Yes, I can hear you okay. Hey, Kim, it's so good to meet you.
Meet you, too.
Well, thank you. What are we coaching on tonight?
Well, I did ask a question in the chat.
Okay.
I actually have... I'm a mama of possibly four kids going to school this year. I got a three-year-old who could possibly be starting preschool. So wouldn't be a full-time thing. But the one I was asking a question about was going to be my 14-year-old, my 14-year-old daughter. Okay. As I said in the chat, I've been working on myself because I did participate in the March camp this year. Trying to work on self-development of myself so I can better my relationship with my daughter, because it seems like we butt heads all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then as of right now, for the summer, she always goes and spends it at my parents. So she's not here right now. So she'll be coming back within the next couple weekends. And I guess I'm trying to get a good start of the school year. I don't want to like have it be butting heads. And it just seems like every time I've even seen her over my parents, because they only live like 10 minutes away, Mm-hmm. It's just like a butting of the heads. You know, I open my mouth, she like snaps at me, stuff like that. So definitely in the teenage.
Let's see. Do you remember, our first caller, April. Do you remember April when we were talking about with her 7.5-year-old? And do you remember what strategy we used with her, the four N's?
Yes.
Okay. Let's use that here. Let's bring the temperature down around the way you interact with your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Allie.
Oh, I love it. That's so cute. All right.
Allie name is Alexandra, but
I spell
A-L-I.
A-L-I. Instead of A-L-I. I love it.
Yep.
A-L-I-X I like it. I like
instead
it.
Of A-L-E.
Oh, you even spell it differently. That's pretty. I loved it. Y'all have some of the coolest names. We had Leilani. Now we got Alexandra with an I. I love it. Okay. So tell me what you notice about your relationship with Allie.
What I noticed, it's difficult.
What did you just describe to me? Okay. Because
she's a snappy teenager.
Okay. So what does she do?
I get like, okay, fine. Or if I even say anything, okay, fine. You know, just or ignores me or is on the phone.
Okay. So I notice that sometimes when I try to talk with Allie, she ignores me or snaps at me. Okay. Now, this is the easiest one for all of us in the chat and you, I think, to do. How do we normalize that? She's 14. Can you normalize that for me?
She's a teenager with hormones and feelings.
Yes. Yes. It's normal for teenagers to not have the skills to manage their, what's the word I'm looking for? Their automatic feelings and reactions. It is normal. Right? Oh yeah. Somebody said in the chat, oh, they can be so mean sometimes, right? It is normal for teenagers to not have the skills to manage their own thoughts and reactions at 14. That is normal.
I like that one. Same with toddlers. Definitely working on
it. Same with toddlers, right? Same with people who aren't in no BS. I use that all the time for grown adults. When I get frustrated with grown adults, I'm like, oh yeah, they don't have no BS. They don't have the skills. They don't got our skills, right? It's so true. Okay, so it's normal, right? Now, I want you to think of a situation, a conversation. You said she lives close, so you probably had one recently. Think of a reaction that she gave you. Tell me what she did. What did you say? She ignored you? You talked to her and she ignored you? Is that what happened? Okay, so if we neutralize that situation, it would be, how would you neutralize that situation? Just give me the facts, ma'am.
I said something to her and she did not respond.
Okay. I said something to Allie. She did not respond. Neutral. Just the facts. Okay. Now, your original thought was, I notice. Tell me what your original thought was.
Like, Shannon, if I say something, she snaps at me. Okay.
Yes. If I say something, she snaps at me, right? What is your next best thought that would be more helpful to use in those situations?
I think as I mentioned in the chat, or I was reading the chat before I got on here, it's just like, this, you know, her attitude being a problem is not like a problem, I guess. You know, I think Coach Shannon was saying something about that. She had a book, like, someone was saying that, someone had written a book and they said, like, the kid being a problem is not a problem. Yes. I think it was more like it's nothing probably against me, just what's going on in her head. So she may be acting this way. It's not my fault.
Yes. That's the part I wanted to get you to. Yes. This has nothing to do with you. That's why we had the whole conversation about this is normal, right? This is not her trying to be a brat to mom. This has everything to do with her and nothing to do with you, right? Now, having said that, this does not mean that you can just accept her behavior, right? But it certainly doesn't mean that you have to make it mean anything about you as a mom, as your, and the part that's hosing you is you're making it mean stuff about your relationship with her, right? because you said, I want to work on my relationship, right? I want to work on my relationship with myself. You're worried about her coming home, and you're making it mean that her reaction means something about your relationship and or yourself as a mom. Okay. So if we just put her behaviors in that category of completely normal for a 14-year-old, she doesn't have the skills yet. How does that help you bring the temperature down just a little bit on her reaction?
It does.
Okay. So now I want you to tell me, what can you do? What can you do? This is just like all the calls. I feel like this is a theme tonight, right? We're focusing on what we don't want to happen. I don't want to butt heads. I don't want to do this. Okay. Can we just spend our energy going, how can I be the best mom and promote the best relationship I can with her? What can I do? What's in my control? So tell me what you can do.
Take a deep breath and, count to at least like five in those moments and, kind of do a mantra like, I'm a good mom. I am going to show compassion.
Yeah.
Instead of
I love
doing
that.
A snap back and snapping back
yes.
at her.
Yes. And how can you have compassion for her reaction?
Just I understand you're going through something right now. If you need mm-hmm. to talk, I'm always available, just kind of let her know I'm here for her, even though she may not think it or anything like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's definitely something you can do. Understand and then talk to yourself. This doesn't mean that our relationship is in the shitter, right? This just means that she's handling it with the only skills that she has right now, right? Here's the crappy thing about parenting, y'all. And this is, I was talking about this with one of my private clients earlier today. The cool thing about private coaching, y'all, is I have teachers in private coaching. I think one of them is even on this call right now. I have parents, I have empty nesters, and I love working with the gamut. But here's the crappy thing about parenting. We do not see the benefits of parenting for years. There is no immediate payoff with our amazing parenting skills, right? Think about when you were a teenager. Like, I just want you to think, were you like the kind of teenager that was just listening to every word your parents said and was like, I'm just going to follow all the rules because they know what's best for me. And I just love everything they tell me to do. Was that the kind of kid you were? Because if you were, please, please let me get some of your DNA and we need to populate people like you.
I know I didn't follow like all the rules, but I also knew my dad was like, if I did something wrong, oh crap, he'd kick my butt.
Yeah. Right. But you had thoughts, right? You had thoughts like, whatever, mom, just tell me what to do. Right. Of course you did. Right. Yeah. But think about how you think about your parents now. There's probably more influence now and gratitude now for your parents than you ever had when you were 14. That's just how it goes. Being a parent, I'm telling you, y'all, it is the ultimate test of delayed gratification. Like you think like stopping it enough for a whole week and hoping to see results on the scale is delayed gratification? No. Being a parent is the definition of delayed gratification, right? So when you think about your daughter that way, when you think, you know what, she is going to appreciate me so much. And I hope I live long enough to see it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel a lot better. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So spend your time focusing on how you can work with your daughter exactly the way she is and how you can make sure that you're not making it mean any kind of futuristic thing about your relationship with her. And I mean, I'm just going to put out my own, this is not a life coaching thing. This is just my own personal observation that in my experience, the parent who butts head with the kid the most is the one they're most alike.
She is a mini me.
Yeah. And I think you're pretty amazing. So I'm pretty sure she's going to grow up to be pretty amazing.
I hope so. She is half of her dad though.
She is half of her dad. Oh my gosh. Well, maybe they won't butt heads in some more. Maybe that's another strategy that you can utilize is tell him I'm putting you in, coach. Get in, your turn.
Her dad and I are together. So that's a little bit of the
a little bit of a challenge. But maybe that's a resource you could explore. All right. I hope that was helpful, Kim. It was so good to meet you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's have a great school year. All right. I'm bringing her back down. Okay, y'all, we have 5 minutes. Shelly, can you talk fast? Because I really want to get you in. All right. Let's see. Promote to panelists, Shelly. Let's see what we can do. Here she comes, Shelly. Shelly with two L's and one I. Why isn't she coming on? It's taking forever. Here she comes. We got 5 minutes, Shelly. Y'all, this cough drop worked. I put a cough drop in. I hope it wasn't annoying on my microphone, but I was starting to have the scratchy throat. So, golly, Zoom, hurry up. We got 5 minutes. It must have heard me. Okay. Hi, Shelly. Oh, where are you that it's still bright and sunny outside?
Hi, I am in a suburb of Minneapolis. So we're on Central Time Zone. Yes, it's so nice here.
Look at you with your accent. Okay, Shelly, talk fast. We got 4 minutes.
Okay, here's the million-dollar question. How can I follow my plan? I write a plan. I assess a plan. And out of 30 days last month, 0 days did I follow my plan.
Okay. 99.999% of the time when we're not following our plan, it's because we're not making it doable.
Okay.
Operator, are you planning foods? Are you planning foods that you want to eat, or are you planning foods that you should eat?
A little bit of both. Okay. I think if I would be very technical, most of the time it would be the meals are on point and it's the snacks that get me.
Meaning you're having snacks off plan and you're not planning them. Okay. Why aren't you just planning the snacks?
I know. That's a good question.
That'll be $50.
Okay. No problem. I said I'd be quick.
Plan the snacks. Like for real. Like, I mean, Shelly, for real, like plan your snacks, because here's what's happening. You're eating them anyway. So you're eating them behind your back. So you're not planning the snacks because you're having some kind of thought like, I shouldn't be snacking. I shouldn't need snacks, right?
Yes.
Or I'm guessing the things you're snacking on are probably not like broccoli.
Well, I do kind of subscribe to that Weight Watchers thing of if an apple can't fix it, the problem isn't hunger. So it's like, oh, if I'm hungry, I'll have an apple. I'll cut it in half. I know. I have issues.
You do not have issues. I'm laughing because I am a recovered Weight Watcher myself. I hit my goal weight with Weight Watchers. So I feel you, sister. Okay. But here's the thing. Here's what I want you to see.
Okay.
Do this for me for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days, I want you to plan the snacks that you've already been having. So if you're having two snacks a day, I want you to put two snacks a day. So just think about, look, you've got great data, which, oh, by the way, kudos. Kudos to you for collecting the data. I want you to go back to the last 30 days. I want you to see how many snacks was I having a day. And for the next 30 days, I want you to plan that many snacks.
Yeah. Okay.
Because here's the thing. We want to become an expert at following our plan first, and then we can work on leveling it up. We cannot improve a habit that hasn't been established. I cannot improve your snacking or anything about that until we get to following a plan. Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Makes sense. Awesome. So for the next 30 days, you are planning snacks. And then after that 30 days, if you're realizing, you know what I realized, Coach Christy, is I'm planning these snacks, but I'm eating without hunger. Okay. Then we can move on to the next thing. Okay. Then we can move on to the thoughts behind why you're having the snacks to begin with and how we can work that in. And if there is not a coaching call that you can get on, please, please, please bring it to Ask Coaches. This is for everybody that had questions that did not get answered tonight. Go to Ask Coaches. It is real life people like me and Coach Shannon in there answering your questions. So bring it to Ask Coaches. Okay. So for the next 30 days, we're planning however many snacks you've been having.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was good to meet you.
Good to meet you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all. That's it. Look at me. 7 o'clock on the dot. I feel like I should get some kind of award. But I did have that little glitch in the beginning with my microphone. Okay, y'all. So baller school year, set yourself up for success starts with our mindset. How are you describing this beginning of the school year? Get that straight first and then get into your do line. What can I do to make this school year successful and amazing in conjunction with my weight loss? All right. Thank y'all so much for being here. I am Coach Christy signing off, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.